We're in Tivot Shalom Chelek Aleph, the additional volumes. They're really the original volumes. These are the ones that were written by the Nesivot Shalom himself. It's a chance to hear from him directly in a different way, to get into what he's saying. We're taking it from page Yud Aleph, which is the first parak rishon of the introduction of the Nesivot Shalom to the Nesivot Shalom. Da'a kni'at ma chasart. He says, Yisod ha'avodah v'amura chasidut, the foundations of avodah, and the pillar of Chassidus, and as many Sfarim start, there's a long tradition of this, that the Roshei Tevot of the first four words are Yudke Vavke, in many Sfarim. Yisod HaAvodah V'Amura Chassidut, the foundations of Avodah, and the pillar of Chassidus, Himidat Ha'arat Hadat, is the Midah of enlightening, of lighting up the mind. Kilshon HaKatuv, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ata Horeta Ladat, Ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od milvado. You have been shown in order to know. The goal is having that ha'ara in order to have the da'at. Enlightenment in order to have that knowledge. That Hashem is Elokim, there is nothing other than Him. V'al ze amru chazal seyanis. De'a kanita ma chazarta. Once you've acquired knowledge, what are you lacking? De'a chazarta ma kanita. And if you're lacking knowledge, then what have you acquired? When you've acquired knowledge, you have everything. If you don't have knowledge, you have nothing. That's where everything begins and ends. Right? De'a kanita ma chasarta. When you've acquired knowledge, what are you lacking? De'a chasarta ma kanita. But if you're lacking in knowledge, then what do you have? Ki kol erech avodato shel ish yudi taloi beha'arat da'ato ve'akarat ha'borei yiparach shemo. Because the entire value of the avoda of a person, of a Jew, is dependent upon the enlightenment of their mind in their ability to see, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilshon HaMidrash, as the Medrash says, Da'at zo hakarat haborei. That true da'at, what is real da'at, what is real knowledge, says the Midrash? Da'at zo hakarat haborei. Da'at is recognition of godliness. Da'at is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what da'at is, says the Midrash. Ukemod yichtiv midrash, as the Medrash also says, Ala pasuk, yesh zahav rav pnimim uklei yakar siftei da'at. The pasuk says that there is tremendous gold and many pearls and precious vessels and words of and siftei da'at. There's speech of knowledge. So that's the pasuk in Mishlei. So the Medrash says on that, yesh zahav, meaning zahava kol hevio nidavatam lemishkan. That what would it mean that there was Zahav? That was when everybody brought their Nidavot, their offerings, thank you, their offerings to the Mishkan. That was the Shema they brought to the Mishkan. V'rav Pnimim, there were many pearls. Zon Nidavatan Shel Nisi'im. That wasn't what all the people brought. That was when the princes brought their gifts to the Mishkan. Dichtiv Anisi'im Heviu Et Avnei Shoham. That the Nisim brought forth the Avnei Shoham, they brought forth the stones for the Kohen Gadol. Uklei Yakar, Siftei Da'at. And this most precious vessel are words of knowledge. That's what it means. The precious vessel, I can't speak today, are words of knowledge. Benoeg Shaba'olam, Adam Yishlo Zahav V'Kesef Avanim Tovim. That in the way of the world, a person has gold and silver and precious stones, or margaliot and pearls. V'chulei, V'Da'at Einbo Ma Yishlo. But if they don't have knowledge, then they have nothing. You can have all the gold and silver and pearls in the world. If you don't have knowledge, you don't have anything. Kimo shahim shamashal omer, da'at kanita machazart. Like the mashal that we said before, if you've acquired knowledge, then you're lacking nothing. Meaning the ikker thing to acquire in this world, what we're truly trying to acquire in this world, is knowledge. And true knowledge is knowledge of godliness. Is knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch. The hainu. Shemiromaz benidvata mishkan zahav v'kesef, that it's hinted to that in the offerings to the mishkan there was zahav, there was kesef v'chulei darkei avodat Hashem al yedei amidot ulemala mehen rav pnimim anisharim heviu v'chulei ach ha'ikara me'al hakol himidat hada'at sheze haya al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. In that giving to the mishkan there were all kinds of gifts, gold and silver and pearls and all kinds of amazing things, but what was the ikar? Above all other things is the midah of da'at that comes through Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Knowledge is the main thing. Hakarat HaBorei is the main thing. It's more precious than anything in the world. Ha'ovedet Hashem. Yeah.
Why is it just stopping at knowledge? Why das? Why not like action and mavoda, whatever?
We'll have to see. We're only on. There's. I think you have like 7 double-sided pages photocopied in front of you. We've got a ways to go, or at least the next 3 pages until the end of Perek Rishon. But let's see where he takes it. Let's see how he opens it up. Ha'ovedet Hashem. Somebody who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im avodato b'tzimtzum v'kadnut hadas. Here he goes, already getting into it. If the avoda of a person, again, the avoda is the action, but if the avoda Hashem of a person is with tzimtzum, if it's contracted, if it's with katnut hadat, if it's with the smallness of mind, mashul hu kimuva b'sfar makedoshim chovat levavot, as it says in the sefer chovat levavot, it's like le'oto adam shemi'az nolad haya kolo babor ha'asurim. It's like a person that from the moment they're born, it's like they're born into the pit, they're born in a prison. Umeolam lo yatsa chutz the kotlav, and like a person's never left the walls of that prison. I know nobody can relate. The hayu kol mizonotav mi beit hamelachot. And their whole mizonot, their whole life, all they've eaten is the food that they've gotten while they've been in that place. And over the course of their life, what do? They praise Hakadosh. They praise the king. What an amazing pit this is! What amazing food you have! And they praise it. Why do they praise it? Because it's all they know. Because it's all they know. The servants of the king laugh at such a person. The praise that you're giving. You're screaming out from this pit, what an amazing king, you have such an amazing pit, and you have such an amazing things to do here, and you have such amazing food here. And they're laughing at him. Your praise, in and of itself, is disparaging to the king. What a great pit you have to the king, really? That's the best you can do? That's Ginayu Lamelech HaGadol, Shemalchuto Bechol HaMedinot, that his kingdom is vast. Kach Adam HaKatan V'HaMetzumtzam. So to a person who's small in mind, who's contracted in their mind, Ha'ovedet Elokav Kefi Tfisato HaMetzumtzemet, who serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu from a smallness of mind, Begadlut HaBrei, who doesn't understand how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, Ein Avodato Ela Kignai Chashon HaMelech. It's Ki'ilu Ayelet, Ki'ilu. That their service is like disparaging to the king. Because they're serving God, but they don't understand the God that they're serving. You look around and it's so prevalent in the world. This isn't something that's foreign to us. A person, even a person, there's Baruch Hashem, who's a good Jew. A person who I once asked the question, I personally never... I still don't fully understand it. You see this, I find, more in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael. You have like matzah minyan. For Shacharis. What's a matzah minyan? How long can you bake matzahs for? 18 minutes or less. So matzah minyan are 18 minutes or less for Shacharis. I don't know how it's possible to literally, physically say all of those words in 18 minutes or less. I'm not convinced they do. Right? It's not totally clear to me how it's even possible. Maybe every third word. Right? And I was once, in all seriousness, I mean, I'm struggling to understand. Not like the modern day where you just mock things and then move along. I want to understand. I may disagree with things, but I want to understand them. We should have dialogue. We used to have dialogue back in the day. Now we just have yelling on the internet. Right? So it's real dialogue. I was like, I want to understand. What is it about? Meaning, I don't understand the motivation of such a person. What compels a person to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go to a 6 o'clock 18-minute chakras? Meaning, why not just get up at 6:30? Like, it means it was a weird contradiction to me. Clearly, there's something motivating this person to get up and go. That they're getting up at an ungodly hour to go and not really daven. And I just didn't, I don't understand that. I don't understand the motivation for that. And somebody said to me, I can't really feel it, but I hear it. Which was, no, the person may not understand what davening is, but davening is important to them as a Jew. They may not chop it, they may not connect to it, but this is how the person, again, I'm not claiming to understand, but this is how the person suggested it as a possibility to me. These people care about tefillah. They may not understand tefillah. They don't even totally connect to tefillah. But they care about davening. I need to go to Shabbos. I need to put tefillin on. I need to say Shemona Esrei. I need to go to davening. Even if it's 18 minutes. And that's part of what we're saying here. Meaning such a person, like again, on the one hand, Baruch Hashem, such Jews exist. Because the other option is just not going to Minyan. Think of how many Jews, how many Orthodox Jews don't go to Minyan. How many Orthodox Jewish women who may not go to Minyan don't daven when they could daven, even be a chidus. And yet, that's a katnut there. That I feel strong. I'm saying you want to argue with me, I'm great. I'd love to argue. I'd love to hash it out with you. I think there's a katnut there. There's a lacking there. There's a commitment to tefillah. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's looking down. Right, imagine the servants of the king looking down and saying, 18 minutes, why? You're in the presence of the king. Who would ever want to leave? Why would you only want to daven for 18 minutes? So there's a maila there, you're connecting with the king. But there's a yurida there, that tefillah, there's so much more that could happen there. And it's not just going against the 18 minutes. Same thing in brachos. My Rebbe in Shana Aleph used to get around, he would say, how long does it take to say a shahakol? He said, it depends. It depends on each person how long it takes for the cup to get from the table to their mouth. That's how long the shahakol is. Right? Like, that determines it. Because we're not really saying the shahakol. Do we understand? Hakarata bore. You asked, but what about the avoda? The answer is, you literally answered the next paragraph. The quality of your avoda depends upon your da'ata bore. If you understand who God is, if you understand that you're davening to Him, how could you ever leave tefillah? How could you not go to a longer minyan? If you understand what brachos are, how could you not focus on the bracha? If you understand what Talmud Torah is, in your Shana Bet, why would you ever leave the base medrash to experience your 1,000 meters? Meaning like, what else would you, like, why? When you understand that, why would we ever do anything else? Meaning the extent of our avoda and the quality and the quantity of our avoda is totally and completely dependent upon our da'at and our hakarat bore. And so we need to develop our da'at and develop our hakarat bore, because that is what everything that we do is dependent upon. You've been waiting very patiently, Tess.
Yeah, what does it mean to have an understanding of Hashem?
I'd like to think, let's hope that you now are going to be the next paragraph. I'd like to think he's going to explain that. If he doesn't, that would be pretty silly for him to leave us kind of hanging here. Okay. So I'm going to have faith in him that he's going to explain it to us. I don't want to jump the gun. Let's take it to bed. Let's keep going a little bit more, because we started late. We just started, so we had introduced, but we started late. Bet. V'lachin. Ikar hitgavrut hayitzer hara hi benikudazo. The main fight of the yitzer hara as such is on this point. Litzamtzein ulivalbel da'ato shel ha'oved Hashem. The goal is to make small the mind of and to confuse the mind of an ever Hashem and an overet Hashem. V'alyideizeh lehaktin ulehanmich ulehagbil et kol haramah ruchanit ha'ilait shel avodato. And through this, again, back to your point, Yelet, through this, to make small, and to, two different ways to say small, and to make smaller, and to give borders to, the great height of ruchnius, of spirituality, that this person can achieve in their avoda. If the Yetzer Hara accomplishes that, then they automatically diminish the quality of that person's avodas Hashem. So the Yetzer Hara is going to attack that the most. Yoter mikol pitoy vihit gabrut b'inyanei sor meira. Even more than trying to stray us, trying to tempt us in the ways of sor meira, trying to get us to sin, in ta'avot midot ro, trying to get us to give in to our physical desires, trying to get us to give in to our negative midos. Even more than that, o b'niminyat asiyat asetov, and even more than when it tries to keep us from doing a mitzvah, more than both of those things. Od yoter mizeh no'etz yitzer hara et tziparnav b'molcho v'libo shel Yehudi lahatridol levavo b'nitivei adat. Even more than that, the yitzer hara sinks its fingers into the mind and the heart of a Jew to try to get them to be distracted and to totally distract their mind in the ways of knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the main goal. If I get you to space out, if I get you to become confused, as the Yetzer Hara, then I've succeeded in a way that any one particular mitzvah is totally meaningless to me. It's small potatoes to me. If I can really get into that, if I can really get into your mind, if I can just get you, says the Yetzer Hara, if I can just get you to touch your phone, to see the notification with the WhatsApp from the boy that you've been waiting to hear back from, I've conquered your morning Seder, says the Yetzer Hara. That's so much more powerful than getting you to do one Avera. I've owned your morning. If I get you to click on your phone to see an announcement about new restrictions of corona in Beit Shemesh, again, more relevant to me than to you guys just staying here, but like in terms of the seger is continuing, it's not continuing, the rules are changing, they're not changing. And then I look at that and then I try to go back to learning and all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to drop off and pick up my kids with the new restrictions, then the Yetzer Hara just won over my morning seder. Think of how powerful that is. When it disturbs our minds, it owns our avoda in its totality in that moment. And the ikar battle of the Yetzer Hara is to push off, to own our minds, to be able to focus on the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two lines from the bottom. V'al derech t'ita, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, b'feirush ma'amar ha'katuv, explaining the pasuk by Matan Torah, by the giving of the Torah, v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot v'et ha'lapidim, v'yar ha'am v'yanu'u v'yamdu merachok, that the whole nation at Matan Torah, they saw the sounds, and they saw the thunders, the sounds, and the lightning, and the whole show, v'yar ha'am, and they feared, v'yanu'u v'yamdu merachok, and they were frightened, and they stood at a distance. Ha'am, next page. Ha'am miromez al pshutei ha'am. When it talks here about the am, it means the simple people in the nation. Shegam be'oto, top line. Shegam be'oto ma'amad niskav. Bo niftechu kol ha'rekiim v'ra'u kol she'ein od milvado. Lo shmo liba. Lo samo libam lipomen mechazeh ha'nora'a. That even in that moment of Matan Torah, since these were the simple people of Klal Yisrael, in that moment of Matan Torah, even in that moment of Matan Torah, in that lofty moment where all the seven heavens opened up and everyone saw there's nothing else than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo samu libam lihit bonein b'mechzeh ha'nora. They didn't give their hearts, they didn't pay attention to the enormity of what they were seeing. Meaning, what were they focused on? They were focused on the sound and light show. They were focused on, wow, I can see sounds. That's crazy. And they're being distracted by the again, by the miracles of that moment. But in that moment, that was a failure. In that moment, don't look at the sounds. Gaze at the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to himself, b'chvodo v'atzmo. He's opened up at the seven heavens to and the Hamon Am weren't ready for that. They weren't refined enough for that. And they were distracted by the miracles. Halavai by all of us. They were distracted by the miracles. That they missed the main point. They were focused on the externalities. And because of that, it's not that because they were afraid they stood at a distance. Meaning the fact that they were focused on the wrong thing kept them at a distance from true knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From a true experience of Har Sinai. It's an incredibly deep understanding of those psukim. That their distraction in that moment kept them distant from what was going on. Right? If you've ever had the experience, right? In this classroom, it's a small, tight classroom. If you've ever been in a big hall, there's a value to sitting in the front. That's why it's one of the reasons why the seats are more expensive. You sit in the front and you're engrossed in that experience. If you've ever really been in the back of an incredibly impressive event, there are times where you're like, from back here, is this really so impressive? Is this really so exciting? Why? Because you're literally and metaphorically distant. If our mind is distant from what's important, we're disconnected from it. And that's the key. Ukimo de'ita b'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, Chachimin inon avdei demalka lo mistakle b'levusha v'gufa demalka ela b'nishmeta demalka. That chachamim, people who are truly chachamim, meaning true Avdei HaMelech, true servants of the king. They don't look at the levush. They don't get distracted by the clothing. They don't get distracted by the body of the king. Ela benishmeta demalka. They don't even notice the body. They're focused on the neshama of the king. That's what it means to be totally connected. Yeah.
I might be taking this way too literally, but...
It's very likely, yes?
But isn't it sometimes true that maybe if you distance yourself, you're able to see a bigger picture of something? So someone who's more simple.
When you're distanced, you can see the bigger picture, but you don't necessarily feel connected to it. And there is a very deep importance to taking a step back and, yes, seeing the big picture. But not necessarily in that moment. When you're standing in front of the king, don't start thinking about what is kingship. It's like, no, embrace the king. When you're at our Sinai, yes, no one will ever see sounds again. Chaval to miss that. But more chaval to miss God. Right? I think that's the idea. Now, after our Sinai is over, to then take a mental step back and process the experience, that's extraordinarily important. But not to miss the moment because of it. Does that make sense? I think that's what his point is here. Pirush, lo ki'ilu atipshin, lo ki'ilu atipshin, not like these people who are foolish. Shebe'et hofa'at ha'melech, and this is exactly what we said, that when the king is mamish there before you, mirov tifarto, that's exactly what we said, when he's mamish standing in front of you in all of his glory, notnim li bam li yofyo merchavto levushav, and all they can think about is beauty and how immense his chariot is and how gorgeous his clothing are. Think about how that's so resonant to today's perspective, how the news gets reported, what reporters focus on, what gets printed in the news the day after an incredibly important event. What were you wearing? Right? This is the mamish, this day and age, totally missing the point on a national or global scale. Totally missing the point. Though, in many of those cases, there was not any content within those clothing to begin with, so it depends on the scenario. Right? But this is the way that the world looks at things. Ve'einam mitchachmim lehavbit hod pnimiut hamelech atzmo. And they're not smart enough to look beyond that, to see the glory of the king himself. Next paragraph. V'nishar inyan ze b'chol hadorot. This is in all generations. Shemitgaber koach hara. That the koach, the strength of the what Ra tries to do. Ra's whole koach. Lehaktin mochov libosh yildi is to try to make small the mind and the heart of a Jew. Shiyane avodat Hashem yuetzlo b'tzimtzum adat. That when I'm doing avodat Hashem, I'm doing it from a small mind. I'm not thinking about anything. V'katnu tamochim. And I'm in a small mindset when I'm doing it. Every day, and I'm not so successful these days, with everything going on, I'm sleeping much poorly than I usually do, which is just generically poorly. Right? I'm sleeping much more poorly than that these days. But when I'm in at least a little bit of a better mindset, I try to do this and I don't always succeed. In the morning, think about it. You go and all of us, Bezrat Hashem, all of us watch Nagel Vasser in the morning. There's two ways to do it. You can wake up bleary-eyed, stumbling out of bed, not having gotten enough sleep, bump into the doorway of the bathroom, not having turned on the light or remembering that light exists, fill up a cup of water, dump it on your hands, do 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12 times so you don't remember how to count. That's one way to do it, which many of us do. That's resonating. I'm feeling it's resonating in the room. Right? That's one way to do it. What?
With the eyes still closed.
With your eyes still closed. And realizing you dumped it on the floor. Right? With your eyes still totally closed. Baruch Hashem for Sponja. Right? With your eyes still closed. Or, again, and I really, it's an avoda for me, I try to do this when I'm in a little bit of a better place. I try and I don't always succeed. Which is to think about what the Mishnah Berurah says. That when you go to wash your hands in the morning, it's like the Kohanim going into the Beis HaMikdash, washing their hands from the Kiyor, and thereby dedicating their hands the entire day to Avodas Hashem and Kedusha. And the days where I succeed in that are totally different days. There's cotton. Is it still a mitzvah? Of course it is. But they're two totally different avodas. One is washing your hands. The other one is netilas yadayim. Think about it. It's a totally different thing. Totally different thing. Baruch Hashem, you're in this class. It's like, you just keep giving me that feedback and I can keep going forever. Good. It's like this year, it's like the energy in all the classes has been like dead. So that meaning...
Never dead.
No, so you keep it right there. So meaning the idea there is, again, meaning it's a totally different avoda. It's a totally, totally different avoda. Umitoch aspaklar yasheina meira. Meaning, and I'm not seeing things clearly when I serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu from a small mind. V'gam b'itim agbohim yoter, even in the greatest of times, the loftiest of times. U'v'inyanim ha'omdim b'rumo sh'olam, and in aspects that are in the highest things in the world. Da'atom z'msemet b'yoter, I can have my mind totally closed. Have you ever been, another example, right? If Tiferet ever took you on a trip, right? They took you on a trip to go and hear an amazing speech, and you were distracted. Ever had that moment where you walk out of the most inspiring speech ever, and everyone's like, whoa, and you're like, shoot, I definitely missed something, right? You walk in, you're the one person who's like, I clearly was supposed to have been inspired, but I don't remember what we were talking about, right? And even you could be in the presence of greatness and hear tremendous Divrei Torah. If you have a smallness of mind, it doesn't matter how great the experience was, you didn't experience it. That's katnut hadat. That's a lack of da'at. That's missing the moment, even if you were there. It doesn't change the fact that you sat through 40 minutes of Torah, and that counts in Shemayim, but in a totally different way, and it's a totally different experience. Ukinegedze hayamit palel harav hakadosh mirushin. And similarly, the Rav HaKadosh Mirushin said, Ribono shel olam, ani mochel lecha olam hazeh v'olam haba, uvelvad sheta'ir einei Yisrael shelo yistovevu alei admut kivehema b'idad. Wow. The Rav Mirushin with Davin said, this is a quote from the Rav Mirushin. He said, Ribono shel olam, I'm mochel, I'll give up my olam hazeh and my olam haba. I'll give up my olam hazeh and my olam haba. If you'll just light up the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't walk meaninglessly around this earth like animals without any da'as at all. Take away my olam hazeh, take away my olam haba. But let every single Jew see the light when they walk around this earth. Have an enlightened da'at when they walk around this earth. That was his tefillah. That was his tefillah. Kemo shemitgaber yitzro shel adam l'hachshich da'ato. Just like a person's yetzer, the goal is to darken the mind. Shelo yiskeh leharat hadat, that a person shouldn't merit to have an enlightened da'at, an enlightened mind. Kein mitgaber biyoter lahakif et ha'adam bechol tavlin demeikin, kedei sheye taru demivulbal. So too does he try to surround a person with so many different things. I'm not sure what chavilin demeikin are. To bind a person, maybe? I'm not sure. Kedei shayu tarad mival, that a person should constantly be worried about things and unable to think clearly. Velo yizkeh l'sha'ah shel yishuv hadat, and to make sure that we don't even have a moment of yishuv hadat. Not even a moment of clarity of mind. Ula v'hirut, and not even a moment of clarity at all. Shemimena totza'at ha'chayim b'chol inyan, because that's where life comes from. In this room, I said to you the other day, you wanted to go and keep going with our thoughtful and investigative and insightful chavruta in Lichadodi. And the Yetzer Hara won. Meaning, right now, my mind is so mivulbal as status quo. Like, in good times, it's just mivulbal. I can't, it's like, it's sad for me, like, I'm getting a little teary. It's sad for me, like, I can't think in Torah like I used to. I can read it, I still read Daf Yomi, and in certain moments, Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi can draw me in. It was tremendous Siyata Shemayim, and I'm so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When in Elul, the yeshiva moved over to Masechet Yoma, so I stopped what I was doing and I switched over to do Daf Yomi Yoma, because I wanted to be doing Daf Yomi in the Masechet that we were learning in the yeshiva, so I was only in one Masechet. And I was like, okay, I'll learn about Yom Kippur until Yom Kippur, it'll be great. And I didn't realize, because I've never learned Masechet Yoma before, so much of Masechet Yoma is about the Beit HaMikdash itself. And the most positive memories of Ruchnius from the last month, possibly including Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, are in those moments of Daf Yomi where I get so into trying to understand the Beis HaMikdash that I feel like I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm walking around in it. Oh, that's that lishka. Oh, that's that chamber. Oh, that's where the animals would stand. That's where the Kohen would go. That's where the Kohen Gadol would go in Yom Kippur. Oh, there's an antechamber in front of the Kodesh, which is in front of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's where the menorah is. That's where the Shulchan is. That's where the menorah is. And I feel like I'm in. It's the only time where I have that Yishav Adas and I feel what I used to feel. The only other time is when I teach, when I learn with you all. These chavrutot, they're keeping me alive. Thank God I'm in chinuch, because I would not survive spiritually in this time without chinuch. You're much stronger than I am. I am a lowly human being who needs to be in the profession of learning Torah to feel spiritual right now. Right? You guys are all spiritual by nature. That's an amazing thing. You chose to come back. You chose to be involved in Talmud Torah. I need to feed my family. which is probably not a good reason to go into chinuch, but that's a separate discussion. But the idea there is, again, like saying that I miss that yishuv hadas, I can't have that chavruta, because I can't think with that clarity right now. And that's the Yitzhara winning. That's the Yitzhara winning. But me fighting, for example, the alumni share that you guys used to be in before you came to Shanabet, right? The alumni Yisrael Shalom share. I fight to keep that going, because if that's where I get my yishuv hadas, that's where I get my clarity in Das Hashem, even though I have no way to keep that going when I'm teaching from 8:30 in the morning until 9:30 at night. I keep that weekly shear in my one open slot, because I want to live in Harat Hashem. I want to live in yishuv hadas, and I can't have that without the shear. I can't have that without this chavruta. I fight for it. That's my fighting for it right now. My only minutes of clarity are between when I do finally wake up in the morning and I start chakras. Since I can't sleep, I'm waking up at like 5 in the morning because I can't fall back asleep. So I'm like, you know what? If I'm up and I'm only going to have 2 good hours anyway. So now, like, Nate's is at like 6:40 or something. It's crazy late. Nate's is... for me. It's at like 6:40. It can be as early as like in the fours. And it's actually been an incredible thing. It's the one, everything has a double trajectory. The goal of life is to turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones. You know, so I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I get myself together and I get to the base medrash at 6 o'clock. It's still pitch black outside. I go and I turn the lights on and I set up the table and I sit down and I calmly and slowly put on my talis and put on my tefillin and I sit and I do daf yomi before shachris. In the silence, the world, Baruch Hashem, the world is silent. You don't have that anymore because all the kids are home from school. Everybody's, meaning not just our kids, everybody's kids are home from school. The chalaya is gone. The building is gone right now. Yeah, those wide eyes are how I feel, right? The chalaya is gone. And like, and to have those that 45 minutes in darkness with the light of the base medrash to learn into chakras with nobody around, it's Gan Eden. And it's my only functional hour of the day. And I want to give it to Daf Yomi. Like, for me, like, that's... We fight for Yishev HaDa'as. Fight for Da'as Elokim. What? If I was actually setting an alarm, it would be in the Seir Snefesh. It's more like, I give. I'm just not going to sleep. I may as well use it, you know, well. I don't know. Let's not put me on a pedestal there. But at least I'm using it well. At least I'm using it well. But that's the idea. But I'm saying to fight for Yishev HaDa'as. For fight. To fight for, no matter what the circumstances, a clarity, a bihirut in Da'at Elokim, a clarity in Or Hashem. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're fighting for. Yitera mizo, beginning of the line is the word yitera. Yitera mizo, gamet eilesh zachu v'chol she'ifat chayehem hu kedusha. Even those who are zocha and their whole life, all they want is kedusha. The kirvat elokim yachpatsun, and all they want is to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's their whole life. Holeich yetzer hara umisbachem umachnis bahem arpol umivuche. The yetzer goes and it confuses them, and it brings darkness and cloudiness and confusion to them. Ad shekol avodato lakuya bechoser bihirut, until the yetzer succeeds that all of their avoda that they're still doing, that it's not clear anymore. They don't think about what their purpose is in this world. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Think for a second. Imagine for a second if we actually lived every minute, every second of our lives. Think about it. You'd be overwhelmed. So just for a second. If we actually lived every second of our lives knowing why we're here and what we're really meant to do. Imagine the productivity and spirituality and accomplishment and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that life would bring. That's the goal. The goal is every single day to try to get more and more hours or minutes or even seconds of that day to be lived within the framework of, I understand why I'm here and what I'm meant to do, and that's what I'm doing right now. Because there is nothing else to do. Everything else is a joke. Everything else really is a distraction. And really what it is the Yetzer Hara. For a second, think about it. And then for a second in the day, think about, I'm going to say this bracha now because it's why I'm here. A whole different bracha. A whole different bracha. It's why I'm here. It's to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say brachos, to recognize my Creator. I do a chesed. Why? She needs help. I feel bad for her. Stop. No. Not just because I feel bad for her. Because I want to help her. It's because why he put me here. Change the emphasis. Change the worldview. Change the perspective. Same action. A whole different world. Whole different world. So that's what the Yetzer Hara tries to attack. The Al Yedei came. And when a Yetzer Hara succeeds in confusing a person and taking them away from that, that the Yetzer Hara is able to clip the wings of my whole Avodas Hashem. My whole Avodas Hashem, and I can't go up. I can't go up. I did the action, but only down here. And I could have been in Shamayim. I could have lived in Shamayim. Chaval, I only did a mitzvah down here. That's what we're aspiring for. Ukvar kavu gdolei haolam, and the gdolei olam already established for us. Shahadam sovel misivuchem. When a person zocha to have clear mind, hareze meirlo et darko, that lights up the person's whole path. Birat adat kanita, when you've acquired birat adat, when you've acquired a clarity of mind, machasarta, what are you lacking? And you think about that, and Dafka during this tikufa, I know that Tiferet said not to talk about it, but I really don't care. Meaning, that's what there's nothing else to mean, not to talk about it, not to talk about restrictions, not to talk about numbers and charts and curves and all this stuff. I'm talking about, to talk about Avodat Hashem now and to not talk about what's going on is to avoid reality in my mind. And I get the value of that, so fine, you can do that in every class. You get me once a week. Once a week, don't come if you don't want to. Once a week, we're going to give examples. Please give examples from it, because if the point is Avodat Hashem, doing Avodat Hashem and ignoring it now, that's not Avodas Hashem, because you're missing now. You're not present. The goal is to be present with it and overcome it. To be present with it and beat it. And what he's saying here is, Be'irat adat kanita machasarta. Think about the depth of that now. If you've acquired clarity of mind, what are you lacking? Can you imagine the opportunity? Because we have Torah, what we have. Everybody in the world is wondering, how do I survive this? How do I get past this? How do I make it through this? Torah says, who cares? Bihirat adad kanita. If you have a clarity of mind, if you have dat Elokim, who cares what your circumstances are? What are you lacking? So what that you can't go more than 1,000 meters? So what that there's a piece of plastic between us? If we're sitting and learning the Sivo Shalom together in the same room without masks on, in this room with plastic, in this room, in Tiferet, in Beit Shemesh, in Eretz Yisrael, in seminary, together. Machasarta. What are we lacking? How could we be distracted? How could we be confused? What could we be complaining about? Machasarta. Machasarta. It's all about perspective. It's all about seeing with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not easy to do that. I am not claiming that that's a simple thing in any way, shape, or form. If that's the main thing the Yitzhar is attacking us on, it's because it's the hardest thing to achieve. But imagine what achieving that looks like. It means that wherever you are, you're exactly where you need to be. Because you see God, and you're with God, and you're doing exactly what God needs you to do right now. Zehu. Zehu. And this is a test of that. And this is a bringing out in the world what it truly means to do that, and to live that, and to be that. But then that's what we should be working towards. We can't ignore that. I don't think that's what they meant. I'm saying anything against the administration here. I love them, and they're the best administration I've ever met. They're amazing, amazing people. Dedicated, amazing, thoughtful people. And I hear what they're saying. They're saying, don't start schmoozing about shtuyot. They're saying, don't have bilbul hadat. I don't think what they mean is, don't talk about how to overcome that, because that's the avodat hayom. There's nothing more important to talk about. Yes. We're getting there. We still have Gimel left. We still have Gimel left. Oh, give him Gimel. Give him Gimel. Yes. I don't know if you've learned enough to see Sivo Shalom yet to feel it. The Lashon here, the words he's using, the descriptions he's using, the adjectives he's using, the phrasing, because he wrote this and the other ones he only edited every word. He only edited it. It's a whole different thing. And I've been learning Sivo Shalom and teaching it for over a decade, which is frightening. Really longer than that. This is him talking to us. This is him talking to us. Sorry, yeah.
If the generation of Matagorah was not able to,
not the generation of. He was emphasizing here that it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Ha'am, that in calling it the Am, it was talking about, it was making a reflection on the Hamon Am, the generic populace at that time, not the Gedolei Yisrael in Matan Torah.
But if at the time of Matan Torah they saw the light of Hashem, they saw all these crazy miracles, yet they couldn't really, they didn't like.
They got distracted by the miracles, they didn't see Hashem.
Right, but if they couldn't do that at that time, how are we supposed to do that when there's like, it's Hashem's hidden?
No, so we're on their own level. We're not distracted by crazy miracles, but also God is not as overt. Meaning everything is always going to be balanced out. Meaning if God is so manifest, so the distractions were even crazier, you were looking at sound. The whole world was just cracking apart. So that was a bigger distraction because there was an even bigger endgame. In our lives, we have more mundane distractions because our goal is to not see God through the seven heavens, but to see God in the mundane. Yeah, it's a balance. Was there another question? I thought there was another hand. No? Gimel, let's go forward. Mashmaut midat hadat. Yish leva'er al derech shepirish. There we go. Tess. Mashmaut midat hadat. What's the meaning of midat hadat? What is the midat hadat? Told you he's going to take care of you. He cares about you. The Talmud cares about you. Mashmaut midat hadat. He does. He cares about all of us. Is that a hand? Okay. Mashmaut midat hadat. The meaning of what is midat hadat? I don't know who he's quoting. If he's quoting the Slonim, I'm not sure who he's quoting. I always thought when I quoted the Slonim, it meant quoting him. So maybe he's quoting the previous Slonim Rebbe from him. I don't know. So, but in the line of Slonim, one of the Slonim Rebbe's, he explained the Ma'amar Chazal HaMasechet Kiddushin. HaMekadesh Isha Al Menat Shani Tzadik Afilu Rasha Gamor Mikudeshet Shema Hir Her Tshuva Bedato. It's a line that's often quoted because it's a very interesting line. So somebody who says, "Do not try this at home." Somebody who says, I guess none of you would because it's in the opposite direction. But Mikadesh Itcha, meaning a person who says, "Hareat Mikudeshet Li, I am now betrothed to you," meaning bonding the two in marriage. Al Menat on condition Shani Tzadik, on condition that I'm a tzadik. If somebody were to do that, the Gemara asks, is the Kiddushin Chal? Does the marriage Chal? It says, Afilu Rasha Gomor, even if the person's a Rasha Gomor. Also, don't try that at home. Don't marry Rasha. Right? Afilu Rasha Gomor. Mikudeshet, it still stands. Shama Hirher Tshuva Bedato, lest that person have had a thought of Tshuva in that moment. Really? Really? That makes him a tzad? What does that mean? So he says, there's a tremendous question on this. How can a Rasha Gamor become a tzaddik? That he had a passing thought of tshuva. Now he's a tzaddik? I am happy to tell you that as of this moment, I now know that I too am a tzaddik. Because I one time thought about tshuva. That's it? That's all it takes? Really? Really? Because that's the bar for me. Right? That's all it takes? Really? Leva'er. That the Lashon of the Gemara is very specific. This is a beautiful explanation of the Slonimer. That the Lashon of the Gemara here is, as all Lashon Chazal is, very, very specific. Meduyak HaLashon B'Gemara B'da'ato V'lo B'mocho Olibo. Not that he had a passing feeling of tshuva, or a passing thought of tshuva. He mamish had a moment of da'at of tshuva. Of true da'at of tshuva. Ki midat ha-da'at, because what is da'at? Hi ha-kolelet chokhma binat she-mocho v'leiv. Meaning, da'at is the ultimate connection with something. It's where I feel it, I know it, and that knowledge is so real that I am it. That's real da'at. It's not a fleeting feeling. It's not a fleeting thought. If I have a moment where I am that tshuva, I have a da'at with that tshuva. I'm one. That tshuva and I are one. Kedeita b'tikoni zohar, as the Zohar says, Chochma mocha bina liba, ki omnam yish asheret ha-tshuva ba'a mitzara sechel, sheba'adam mechina chochma mocha. There's time where the tshuva is just a fleeting thought, where I think about tshuva. I think about tshuva all the time. I don't do it, but I think about it all the time. Right? I think about tshuva all the time. That's just a thought in the mind. And there's tshuva that comes in the heart. I feel like I want to do tshuva. I have a feeling of tshuva. That's not that's not really real tshuva until the tshuva's in my da'at. Hainu shechi klula umi'uchedet bimocho velibo. Till it's one with their mind and one with their heart. She'az nikra tzadik. If I'm zochet to have one moment of my life where my heart and my mind are unified as one with the reality of tshuva, that's a moment of being a tzadik. The Gemara doesn't let somebody get away with thinking about tshuva for a second. Yes, in that moment, you do achieve tzidkus. If you're one in mind and heart with that tzidkus. That's da'at. V'zegam pshar inan he'arat ha'da'at Hashem. And that's what it means to have he'arat ha'da'at be'avodat Hashem. To have clarity of mind, to have true da'at, enlightenment of da'at in avodat Hashem. That's what it means. Hainu, we don't want to miss this. That which means, we have to explain it. Hainu. She'or elokuto yitbarach ya'ir bo b'mocho uvilibo gam yachad. Meaning when the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up my mind and my heart as one. I'm lit up. It's not a thought of God. It's not a recognition of God. I'm at one with knowledge of God in that moment. V'midotav hasichliim v'hargishim. In my midos, in my mind, in my emotions. The ad shebit she bitarvaihu b'inyanei hasichel v'inyanei hergish. Ro'el adat ki ein od milvado. That in an emotional plane and in a psychological plane, on an intellectual plane, on every being of my existence, I'm living in ein od milvado. There's nothing but God. That's true da'at Elohim. Now you can understand why that's what we're fighting for in life. To live in that moment, even for a moment. To live in that space for a moment. Kavachomer, to mamish, live in that space. Live in Ein Od Milvado. The whole world is Torah. The whole world is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm focused on my whole purpose in being here that Kadosh Baruch Hu created me, and I'm here to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. Utilizing the physical world as a means to an end of serving Him and bringing Nachat Ruach to the Borei Olam. To live there, live in that mindset, to be that, not to think that, not to feel that, but to be that. That's Da'at Elokim. V'zocha le'or Torah v'avodah, and that's to be able to zocha through that, to real, the light of Torah, the light of avodah for real. Ki mifareish huzal, al pi darko et hakatuv. He explains to this the pasuk. Uvidat chadarim yimal'u v'gomer. Through knowledge, a house is built. Shadat hi hamida hakolelet gamet kol hamidot. That dat is the midah that encompasses all other midot. Meaning, ki bedat chadarim elu. Meaning, you fill all other chadarim. Everything is built through the midah of dat. Ki aseichel mashchenu rak b'moach. Because seichel draws us only in the mind. V'hadat mishpashetet gam b'leiv v'chol hamidot. This is not about intellect. This is not about intellectually, philosophically understanding the essence of godliness in this world. No, get out of your minds. It's like we're already there. We're all out of our minds right now, right? No, to get into our minds, to get it so deeply into our minds that it penetrates our mind, our heart, our midos, our whole being, that dot becomes who we are. That's what it means, what we started with. When you've acquired da'at, what could you be lacking? When that da'at infuses your whole being, what else is there? What could you possibly be lacking? If da'at is filling your mind and your heart and your midos and your whole being, are you really going like, yeah, but I need a snack? Like, can you imagine? That's, it's like, it's, your legs, like, it's ridiculous. If you're in that spiritual moment, and you're thinking like, no, it's seminary, I could actually be thinking that. The answer is no. It's like, no, you can't. If you're really in that zone, who could think, yeah, but? There's no yeah, but. You're just in it. There's nothing lacking.
You also have, like, physical needs. And
no, and then the idea is to bring that into your eating also. But you're not distracted and like, yeah, but sugar. Like that's not going to happen. Meaning you'll be like, you'll be like, no, like I'm going to go, no, like it's lunchtime and I need koach to re-energize to continue to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I need to go say a bracha, so I need food to say the bracha.
You're using that for the purpose.
The eating is just part of the Avodas Hashem. You don't even notice that the hunger is not part of it. The eating is Avodas Hashem. It's a different space. Yeah.
But sometimes you can, like, convince yourself of something, like, so much that, like, it becomes true to yourself and, like, any situation. So how do you know if it's real da'as or it's, like, you just convincing yourself?
Halavai, we all tricked ourselves into thinking that we had real da'as.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fine. Stay there for a little while first.
All right.
Halavai. Halavai, we're living in a reality of 24/7 thinking I'm in da'at Elohim, but haven't truly achieved it yet. I'll take that. How much do you want for it? Right? I mean, like my Rabbi actually says this. He says, you know, like, what, he said things like, Rabbi, like, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us imaginations? The whole world now is like, oh, you know, like, grow up. No, don't. Have imagination. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us imagination, why did he give it to us? So we can imagine what it's like to be an Eved Hashem. Imagine it. Use your imagination for Kedusha. Imagine what it's like to be a real Eved Hashem. And then try to be it. Fake it. Fake it till you make it.
But
imagine
that's not
it.
Das if it's not.
No, but that's the road to, I'm saying that's the road to Das. I mean, Halavai, you're in the way that, like, the issue is that you only think that you've got it, but you still have a long, you have more road to go down. I'm not saying that that's good enough. I'm saying that, like, good. Like, at least start there. Think you've got it. And then if you really think you've got it, if you think you've got to be a real Eved Hashem or Eved Hashem, which you are, then at a certain point you will say to yourself, but is this really it? And then you'll take it to the next level. And then the next level. And then the next level. And then get closer and closer and closer. Is there another hand? Yeah.
If we're all expected to, like, have da'as, and, like, that's the foundation for everything, and if you have da'as, then you're tzaddik, but not everyone's tzaddik.
We all have the capacity to have that dot, and in that moment when I have that dot, I am a tzaddik. In that moment when you achieve that dot, you are a tzaddikus. Whether you like it or not, you are. That's the chiddush here. You are. He's a Rasha Gamor. If he says, Hare Amigudeshli Almenat, that I'm a tzaddik Gamor, if he has a moment of dot Elohim, he was a tzaddik for a minute. And the kedusha is chal. He's married to the woman. I mean, again, that's not the pshat of the Gemara. That's the chassid. That's al pi chassidus the Gemara. But it's a beautiful al pi chassidus, right? Like Tosfot and the Rosh and the Rashba are like, wait a second, but wait, that's fine. That's for Gemara here. But al pi chassidus, that's what that line means. It's a beautiful concept and still true, absolutely true. It's a different perspective on that concept. Let's get in the last two paragraphs. What's the actual time?
56.
Excellent. The Yeshba. Who has anywhere else? You're gonna go get food now and not finish the beginning. The Yeshba. Not finish the piece. The Yeshba. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can try to scoot out, but I got a box here that's blocking you. The Yeshba. The Midat HaDa'at Bet Dargot. He says here that there isn't this Mida of Da'at. There's two levels. You're in sync with the Slonim Rebbe. You said, what if I don't know if I've achieved it? He says there's two levels here in Ha'arat HaDa'at. Aleph, Bichinat Ha'arat HaDa'at. There's a level of Ha'arat HaDa'at itself. Kniz Ha'arat, which we've been talking about until now. Kasher Mikuyam Bo V'Haya Hashem Lecha Le'or Olam. With that clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first level of this Da'at, is this Ha'arat HaDa'at. But there's a second level. I'm curious what that is. What is the second level? Ba'et She'omnam Lo Zacha Le'Ha'arat HaDa'at. In that moment where indeed you have not been Zocha Ta'arat HaDa'at. You don't have that full enlightenment, but you have a clarity in that moment. Not full total enlightenment, but I have clarity in that moment. O Yishuv Hadat, I have clarity of mind in that moment. Kilshon Marana Kuvrina, the Marana Kuvrin says, Hamivo Bisvar Besevar Kadosh Zora Avoda, Vizelushono. Hon Olam Enenu Shaveh Lisha Achat Sheish Yisrael Omid B'Yishuv Hadat Uvedat Miyushevet. He says, there is nothing comparable in this world like one moment of true clarity of mind, of true Yishuv Hadas. There's nothing in life comparable to that. And if you've ever experienced it, which I think hopefully all of you have, that where you truly just see the world clearly for a moment, there's nothing in life like that. There's nothing more precious than that moment where everything is clear. Everything is clear. That's bihirat adat, yishuv adat for a moment. V'hainu she'etzma bihirut gam hi me'ein harat adat. And that yishuv adat, that's a moment, it's a spark of that enlightened state of being. And that certainly we can all strive for. Last paragraph. Inyan ze shel da'a kanita. This concept of acquiring da'at, of he'arat ha'da'at, of enlightening the mind, of enlightening the being. Ein hakavana l'bchinat da'at below yigi'a v'asaga. This is not talking about da'at without working and toiling and grasping it and understanding it. Elazo ha'ba'a mitok yigi'a. This is an enlightenment that comes by working at it, by fighting for it. By learning Svarim of Hashkafa, by learning Svarim of Chasidut, by learning Divrei Chazal, by davening for it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by begging and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. It comes through Havoda. It comes through working for it. Ukemamar Maran Baal Divrei Shmuel Zikoy Den Elin Marah Ketuv, as Divrei Shmuel says in the following Pasuk. V'anachnu lo neida ma'na avod et Hashem ad bo'inu shama. I think this is Moshe talking to Paro, I think. He says, Paro says, no, you can go, but don't take your stuff with you when you go to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in the wilderness. And Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, I think this is what I'm saying, Moshe Rabbeinu responds. It's like a bell in high school when the air goes off. It's not over yet. We have five lines left. V'anachnu lo neida ma'na avodat Hashem ad bo'enu l'shama. Moshe says to him, he says, we won't know with what to serve Hashem until we get there. So on a pshat, we say, no, we need our stuff with us because we don't know what we're going to need to do to serve God on the mountain when we get there. We need to take everything with us. What does it mean on a deeper level? Al yedei da'at lachud efshar la'avodat Hashem. V'anachnu lo neida. With da'at on its own, I can't know how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela ad bo'enu shama. Only once I get there. Hainu ka'asher magia lahasaga zo al yidei gavodah. Only once I get there by working for it and I achieve it. Rak az he'arat adat tiromeim v'ta'aleh atavorato ledargoti layot yoter. Then it will raise me up there. Meaning, just because we've read this piece in Sivo Shalom, that's not good enough. We're not there yet because we now know that there's something called he'arat adat, bihirut adat, yishuv adat. We won't know till we get there. Only once we achieve Ha'arat Hadat, we achieve Yirat Hadat, then I'll understand, and then it will truly get me to that place. Then I'll experience it. But I have to work for it and fight for it. Nisim HaShalom never talks about anything that you don't have to work for. His whole sefer is about, how do I work to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Derech HaAvoda. You have to work to earn everything meaningful in this world. That's not just Nisim HaShalom, that's everybody. You have to work to earn anything meaningful in this world. Because it's not possible that there can be a true, complete da'at without combined with it the toiling and the working to own it, to make it yours. Be'akvit, who ayisod v'hareka lahashra'at or hadat mocho v'libo shel yudi. The main toil is this foundation that's so foundational. Is to get this light in the mind and the heart of a Jew. V'alderech sheyikdimu Yisrael naaseh v'nishma, and like a klal Yisrael said, first naaseh and then nishma. Rak az chokhmato mitkayemet ad shekol ruchot shebaolam lo yizizuha. That only then will they get to a place where no matter what the world throws at them, they'll never be moved from that place. Birat adat. That's what we're striving for. Shana bet. That's what we're striving for. Done are the questions of Shana Aleph. Does God exist? Why are we doing this? Should I break up with my boyfriend? Enough. You can't see him anyway. Right? Enough. Moving on to Shana Bet. Moving on to greater stages on life, wherever in life we may be. Okay, what am I really striving for? I'm striving for Da'at. Da'at Elokim. Yishuv HaDa'at. A clarity. A oneness with knowledge of God. A oneness with the reality of God. Because that transforms my being. Dea kanita machasarta. When you've acquired knowledge, that knowledge, you're not lacking anything. Bezrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be at the strength to work to earn that, to understand what that is, to attain it, and through our learning of this introduction of the Nesivo Shalom together, to Him to guide us and take us down that road to truly acquiring true Da'at Elokim. Shkoch, everybody.